He Said, She Said, Lecture 3, A Cross-Cultural Approach to Gender Talk.
In this lecture, I'm going to give a series of examples from everyday life and just show how the kinds of patterns that we just saw in kids can explain the frustrations that we encounter talking to people of the other sex throughout our lives. I'm going to be emphasizing how the conversational rituals that are common among women and men, and I'll always be saying that, not that it applies to every man and woman, but it's common among women and men, grow out of these very different habits with regard to using language to say what we mean. Let me start with this example. After the publication of You Just Don't Understand, I was a guest on a Washington, D.C. talk show. And at one point, a man called in and he said, "My wife and I get along really well because we both agree that there can be only one boss in the house, and that's me." This comment so offended the host of the talk show, who was a woman, that she answered the question herself. And she launched into a very articulate, very convincing, I thought, very impassioned explanation of how no one should be boss and a woman and man should be equal and they should both try to do what's best for the other as well as what's best for themselves. And I think she was very happy with how well she had answered that question. Then she opened the phones and took a next question. And this was from a caller, a man, who said, "That's what's wrong with you women. You want to dominate us." At this point, the host said, "Excuse me, I'm going to scream." And she did, right into the microphone. My first reaction was to be completely sympathetic to her. She had just gone to such great length to say that nobody's superior, that we're both equal. And how could someone now accuse her of wanting to dominate him? And then I realized that both she and I had ignored the basis of the first caller's remark. The caller had said, "My wife and I agree that there can be only one boss in the house." In other words, he was starting from the assumption that human relations can't be equal. Somebody is always one up and somebody is always one down. So if you don't want to be one down, by definition, you want to be one up. So to the extent that the talk show host was saying, "Nobody can be boss, you can't be boss," he would hear her as saying, "If I can't be boss, then you must want to be boss." So this captures for me how fundamental these assumptions can be and how puzzling the other person's ways of talking and ways of behaving can be if we don't understand those differing assumptions. Let me now go through a series of examples. Again, all things that really happen to real people and how understanding women's and men's conversational rituals as they are learned as kids growing up can explain these confusions. Here's another one that also came out shortly after the publication of You Just Don't Understand. When I was having conversations like this very often, I was riding in a taxi in New York. I was actually riding to Rockefeller Center because I was going to be on the Today Show. The book had just recently come out. And the taxi driver, being very talkative, as many New York taxi drivers are, asked me what the book was about, and I told him, and he said, "Oh, my wife and I have good communication." And I'm sitting in the back seat, and I thought, isn't that nice? And then he said, "But sometimes when she talks to me, I just don't answer." Well, this didn't sound like such good communication to me, so I said, "Why wouldn't you answer?" And he said, "Well, sometimes what she says just doesn't make any sense." And I asked for an example, and he said, "Well, like just the other day, I'm watching television. I'm watching the ball game." And I'm thinking already, here's the problem brewing, because he wants to watch the ball game and she wants to talk. He says, "I'm watching the ball game, and my wife says to me, 'What shall my brother do?'" And he looked at me in the rearview mirror and he said, "Her brother's 35. Why should I give him advice?" Right there, I could see exactly the pattern that I was talking about.